Watch what happens. I mean, let's look at it. If you pay them first and you take over what's left over, you have less of a probability of having leftovers, and you're eating the leftovers. If you pay yourself first, you've got a guaranteed income. And the very worst thing that can happen is you can take some of that money and you can pay your bills. You got nothing, there's no risk in trying it. Zero risk by attempting saving. I want everybody to write that big letters. There is zero risk in attempting savings. Zero risk. Because the absolute worst thing that can happen is you can always take money from the savings. You can always turn around and you can pay those bills. But what the universe is waiting for you to do is declare your worth. And it's basically saying that in the hierarchy of values, if you're frightened to pay you over them, then they're higher on your values than you. That's all it means. And you're only having anxiety because they're more valuable than you. Whenever you pay somebody that in the dollar value per hour they're making less than you, and you're paying them before you, you're paying things out of priority. You never do low priorities first. You do high priorities first. How do you run a business? By priority. How do you pay your bills? By priority. When you start to pay things by priority, you're managing money wisely, and people who manage money wisely get more money to manage. And people who manage money poorly get less money to manage. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to get to tithing. I do not believe in tithing to other people any more than to yourself. Do both. There's enough money to do both. But you have a temple on the outside and a temple on the inside. An inspiring cause on the outside and an inspiring cause on the inside. Outside and inside. Do both. I'll talk about charity and tithing tomorrow. We'll blow some minds about that. I'll give you the science of it. It's quite an interesting science. Let me and make sure. Is that helping anyway yet? You're having difficulty doing it in what way? Just because psychologically or mechanically, how do you actually do that? They're getting paid.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're just taking monies off the top, how many of you had unexpected bills in the beginning of the month? I mean, the beginning of the month, you thought you had a certain expenditure, and then you had unexpected bills, and somehow you paid it. Raise your hand, somehow you paid it. Well, all I'm doing is asking you to have an unexpected bill that you're paying yourself. In fact, whatever your unexpected bills are averaging right now, a few $100 or a few $1,000 a month, whatever that is, go stick that into savings and watch your unexpecteds drop. Find out what your unexpected bills are on a monthly basis and go take that amount and go put it into savings and watch your unexpecteds become more stable. And again, the worst thing that can happen is you can always take your money and go pay it off. There's no risk. There's no risk in saving. Let's all say that. There's no risk in saving. Who's most important? Me. How many of you ever been in a situation where everybody got paid except you? You got paid what was left over. And I don't care how altruistic you pretended you were, there's a part of you that's a little pissed off about it. You have a paycheck to yourself? And you have a paycheck to everybody else? So what would happen if you took the paycheck to yourself and raised it? And then you put it into savings. Take a portion of that and just put it in savings. No harm there? You afraid to raise what you want to pay yourself? So what's the difference to yourself? You're afraid that you won't make enough money to cover all that? Then what I would ask you to do is just raise it $10. Can you handle 10? 20? 40? 100? 200? 100? 150? 175? A day. Okay, and put it across there. Start with what's comfortable, add 10% to it, and increase your savings. You got no risk. There's no risk. Because you can always take that money, you can always feed it back in the company, can't you, as a loan. No risk. And if you just do it in small amounts and just increase it little by little, you don't have a problem doing $100 a day. So do $100 a day. I guarantee you, your staff will somehow get paid because your business is going to go up. My business keeps going up every time I increase my savings to myself. Say it. Say it again. My business goes up every time I increase my savings to myself. Because I'm managing money wisely, and more money comes to me to manage. That help? Okay. What's your question over here? Lifestyle third.
Would I leave the money that I paid first? I'd leave it in my company. I wouldn't take that out.
The money that you're paying first into savings, you leave it to the company. Whatever's better in the tax bracket. If you're in a lower tax bracket and the company's in a higher tax bracket, you put it to yourself. If you're in a higher tax bracket and the company's in a lower tax bracket, you put it in the company. At least until you're ready to go to the next levels of more creative use of your money. That's a starting point.
Would you then also save money lifestyle? Would you save 10% of that?
If for some reason I didn't spend all of my lifestyle, I have what is called a personal account, which is my lifestyle. Money goes into the personal account. If I spend that, if I find that I'm not spending all of it, the rest of that goes into a wealth account. So separate from my immortality account. It's just a wealth account. But that wealth account, if I find out at the end of the year I didn't spend any of that, and that just keeps accumulating, I'm going to go put it in my immortality account. That's just as a secondary step. All I know is that since I've done this, and I paid myself first, I don't know how many years it's been. I think it's been about 16 years now, something like that. I haven't missed a payment. I don't know about you, but that's a nice feeling to know that every month you got a paycheck going into your savings. Now, here's an interesting thing. Think about this. There's no risk in saving. Listen to what the insurance companies figured out. Are insurance companies, they've managed quite a bit of money over the years? Do they have the big companies, big buildings, and all that stuff because of it? Okay, watch. How many of you have an insurance policy? Everybody wanted, almost everybody here, don't they? How many of you have an automatic withdrawal out of your personal or business account to pay for it? How many of you noticed that since you've done it, you've never missed a payment? Because you don't have to emotionalize about it. If you had to write a check, this is a fact now. If you had to write a check, the insurance companies know that you will bail out and you won't pay it. They got a 60% probability of you paying if you're writing a check for it. They've got a 97% probability if they do an automatic withdrawal because there's no emotion, you won't screw it up. That's why everybody here has their hand up on an automatic withdrawal of their account, because the insurance company knows the only way they're going to get your money if it's more organized in their hands than in your hands.